You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Informed that Abraham became old. So that's a very puzzling statement, because obviously all the characters or anybody do become old. So why has to say that Abraham Zaken Baba Yamim? So Midrash says that was a request by Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom, that ask Hashem to not stay young, because people would go to Yitzhak Avinu and then would ask him, you know, how was the dinner last night? So they thought this is Avraham Avinu. And then they would come to Yitzhak Avinu, they would ask him, you know, how many dapim of the Gemara you learned today? So they thought he's Avraham Avinu. So they would mix up that who's Yitzhak and who's Abraham. So Avraham Avinu requested that people become old. So this way they would not mix up. So the respect that they should give to Avraham Avinu then would not be mixed up to be given to Yitzhak Avinu. So now Maharshal asked the question that if we say that the request was done by Avraham Avinu, but we see before this, that many times in the Torah mentions that people are, they were old. Like, for example, it says that Abraham v'Sarah zekanim, or it says about daughters of Lot, it says v'Avinu zaken. It says, they said, our father is old. Or in Sodom, when they attacked the house of Lot, they said, I mean, the Torah says, Minar v'atzaren, the young and the elderly, they attacked Lot's house. So there's a contradiction here. Because if we say Abraham Avinu requested that people become old, but here before this, we see many times it mentions in the Torah that we have old people. So what is going on here?
He became old.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, there was not. According to the Midrash, people would not become old. But it's a contradiction. That if you say Abraham Zaken Baba Yamim, that means the impression of becoming old started from this time, but before it, we see many times the Torah mentions old people. To the example of the daughters of the Lord and the people in Sodom and so on. Good. But here, as we explain,
physically, maybe they, at that time, they weren't old, even though the Torah said, physically, they weren't old.
No. It's exactly the other way around. Because when it says, like, let's say, from the young and the elderly, they attack Lot's house, what does it mean? That means they were old people.
It means by age, not by look.
Sorry?
It means by age.
By age?
Yeah.
What do you mean by age? Mm-hmm. But they look young? He says in the Torah, he says they were old.
By age, meaning by age.
Age?
He's 100 years old.
No. You estimate people the way they look. Not, you know, as far as their age. You could be, let's say, 85 and you look like 18. So, I mean. What happened? So now Maharsha brings a beautiful point. He says that actually the request was that people, they got old, but they didn't have white hair. So now, when Abraham requested that people should look old, that means their hair would turn white. So before Abraham,
nobody
dyed hair, you know, or his hair, because it stayed black all the time. But here, when he says Abraham's Amen, so then they became really old. They look old by the white hair. That's what Maharsha brings. As a matter of fact, there was an interesting story about a very special Sadiq kid, that came to his Abba and says, Abba, what happened to your hair? You know, it's turning white. So the Abba grabbed the opportunity to tell him, you know, you made my life Gan Eden. This is all because of you. It's all because of you. All the headache you give me, you want this, you want that, you don't listen to me. Whatever I tell you, you don't, you know, ignore it. The kid said, oh, now I understand why grandfather's hair is so white. Now I understand.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.